It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the only Survivor podcast where we only talk about Survivor ever. Hey, my name's Jake Scheidel. This is each week I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did watch a certain reality show.
Hey,
Thomas,
hey, welcome to the Kid Nation cast. This is the only podcast about Kid Nation where I ask my partner, Jake Scheidel, if he watched Kid Nation last night. Jake, how are you doing?
Really good. I'm really excited to talk about Kid Nation.
It's the KN cast. I just renamed it.
D-Y-K-N-S-L-N.
No, it's just the KN cast.
Wow. Wow. New show. New podcast.
What is this? Adam Scott Aukerman with all these podcasts and then a podcast?
That bit's grown tired, in my opinion.
Well, we're copying it, so that must be true.
Do you want to ask me the question then, Thomas?
Jake, well, are we going to riff, or do we want to get right into it?
We just did a whole thing about Adam Scott Aukerman.
Oh, sure.
Famed Survivor fan.
Sorry, I'm new to this.
There's a co-host and there's a host, and sometimes the co-host tries to take the host position, but isn't prepared.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Doesn't have the notes.
I mean, I did it without notes, so I think it's more impressive, but, Jake, did you watch Kid Nation last night? Looking out a dirty old window, outside the cars in the by. I sit
here alone and I wonder why. As a matter of fact, I did.
See,
it does feel weird
way around. It's not so easy just saying I did every single time and sounding progressively more bored every time. You know? You think you can do it, but you can't always pull it off.
Here's the thing, Thomas. We've done it once, which means it will be the bit for the next 13 episodes.
Yep.
This week's episode, the premiere episode of Kid Nation, was called I'm Trying to Be a Leader Here. I think a fine episode title.
Yeah.
This episode first aired, and presumably only aired, on September 19th, 2007.
Yeah, there's no way this was re-aired anywhere ever. This aired one time.
One time.
CBS sent SWAT teams in to delete it off of people's DVRs.
I'm surprised they haven't deleted it from, like, the YouTube rip that's available.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They got better things to do.
That's fair. How old would you have been on September 19th, 2007?
Jake, I would have been 16 years old.
I would have been about 16 and a half years old.
Yep. Yeah, we're doing that again.
It's a good bit. People love it.
I remembered, and it might be true, but I think they technically got rid of, like, the entire archive of it. But I remembered this getting covered regularly on Video Gum. I think Gabe or Lindsay did recaps of it.
Yes.
And I was trying to find them, and they're gone.
Yeah, that's not surprising. Did they completely get rid of Video Gum?
Video Gum does not exist anymore. Stereo Gum still exists.
Yeah.
Video Gum does not.
Well,
I'm sad. It makes me sad to think about that.
It's fine, but seeing how Gabe tweets now, I'm like, maybe for the best that blog doesn't exist.
Yeah, I think it would still be I don't know. Yeah, who knows how it would hold up? We'll never know. There's no way to prove it.
Not only does Video Gum not exist anymore, the whole blogging scene doesn't really exist anymore.
Yeah, it's all a ghost town, just like
town
of Bonanza, New Mexico.
Yes, the host, Jonathan Karsh, our favorite guy,
this motherfucker's name is Jonathan Karsh. I was dying laughing when I saw that.
It's great. It's a good name.
It's like it sounds like the name of, like, a guy that would lead, like, a QAnon organization. Like, it's that kind of conservative name.
I don't know.
I don't want to slander Jonathan Karsh. I think he's a perfectly nice man.
I think if Jonathan Karsh were at a QAnon thing, doing, like, a YouTube video or whatever he does now, I think he would probably be like, JK, I'm Jonathan Karsh.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, damn. No, Jonathan Karsh probably runs... He'd be the head of, like a buttoned-up, like, conservative think tank.
Does he seem conservative to you?
No, just the name. It's not him. It's just that kind of name is a very specific... It'd be like if his name was, like... Terry Gunch or something like that.
Hi, I'm Terry Gunch.
Yeah,
welcome to Chasing Jason.
They're like,
Jason
their names
Jason.
Are like an onomatopoeia. There's a guy named Matt Schlapp who's a conservative think tank guy. So this is what that reminded me of.
Right.
And also he was dressed like he was doing a costume contest for like he was pretending to host Dirty Jobs.
Right. Yep. So first thing that happens in the episode of note, a kid named Jimmy says in a talking head that he thinks he'll die in Bonanza City.
We're off to a great start.
Yeah, just starting real dark. All the kids meet Jonathan outside of town, and then a helicopter comes down with the first town council in the helicopter.
I did not like that they had already appointed a town council for this.
I did think that was very
odd. They've marked these children for death.
The first person in the town council is Mike, who is a Boy Scout, which I guess will come in handy.
Yeah.
Taylor, who's a pageant queen and says she wants world peace for Iraq, so she's a good person.
Well...
Do you not want world peace for Iraq,
Thomas? I mean, yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. We'll get into... Jake and I had discussed having a wrap-up Where Are They Now episode, because I did a little research, and apparently Taylor was kind of a... I mean, look, she's 10 years old,
yeah.
But apparently she was kind of a monster.
That's not so
That's the thing that I keep with this whole show, is, like, I feel bad having opinions about any of these children.
Right.
Like, because any time that I'm like, damn, that sucks, I'm like, well, this kid is, like, 10,
child,
he's
yeah.
10-year-old kid.
It's fun to make fun of, like, adults, because they're adults on Survivor.
Yeah, these are children's, or at best, teens.
Yeah. We then meet Laura, who is a student leader, which I don't... Like, they keep saying these things like they mean anything.
Yeah, they don't mean anything. You might as well be putting, like, a dog in charge.
Honestly, it would probably be better.
Yeah.
And then, finally, there's Andre, who I did not write down any facts
Andre was the youngest... I don't believe they mentioned this, but he was the youngest person ever to compete in the Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee.
Oh,
he's a spelling bee. No, they mentioned he was a spelling bee kid.
Oh, okay.
They didn't mention that he was the youngest ever.
That's very cool. So the town council seems like a bad plan.
It's a terrible idea. They start off with like 10 terrible ideas on this show.
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy, because there's only 11 ideas on this show.
Yep.
At one point, at the beginning, they have to hike with a bunch of wagons with supplies into town.
This was immediately a terrible idea. They put these kids several miles outside of town in the desert, and they made them carry a bunch of carts, and immediately someone hurt themselves.
Yeah, of course. That was DK. He cramped up his leg.
Like DK. Seems like a nice kid.
Yeah.
It was nice of them to let him sit on the cart while they pulled it.
That was good.
Yeah, there was a little kerfuffle because Greg and Mike was just kind of like yelling directions and not actually doing anything, and Greg, because he is a 15-year-old, was in charge of pushing the cart in front because he is a 15-year-old, and the rest of it. This was okay. This was the thing that I was not prepared for, was the age ranges on this show.
Oh, yeah.
It's 8 to 15.
Yeah, that's like two very distinct groups of kids.
Yeah, you can't, like, they should all be the same age. That's how I feel about this.
48-year-olds.
There should be no teens. They should all be, like, 11 years old.
No teens. Just right. Yeah, it did seem like... I think if anybody has, like, started puberty, they shouldn't be on this show.
Yes.
Because
we will talk about that in the recap episode.
Very clear.
We'll talk about that in the Where Are They Now.
Yeah, it's just gross. And, like, it was gross how, like... the older kids had to parent the younger kids.
Yes, we'll get to that later. I was yelling at my TV screen for one part of this.
At one point, somebody says something about President Bush, but I forgot to write down the line. Did you remember?
I believe someone is saying that President Bush is not, like, has no authority over Kid Nation. Like, they were basically like, George Bush isn't here, we're running things ourselves.
That's good. Actually, we like Kid Nation now.
Yeah. I don't think it was, like, it was them being like, fuck President Chimp or whatever. It was just them being like, I don't know, he's the president, but it doesn't seem like he has any jurisdiction over this.
So we were a year older, approximately, than the oldest kid on this show.
Yes, yeah.
So...
Theoretically, we could have been on Kid Nation.
I don't think we could have, because we would have been... Well, I guess I don't know.
I don't know if there's a hard cutoff for that.
Yeah.
I guess maybe the cutoff was like, if you can get a driver's license, you cannot be a part of Kid Nation.
If we don't want you to drive a pickup truck and leave me.
Learner's permit? Fine.
Fine, because that's illegal to drive on your own. I forgot what I was going to say. Right. So they're a little younger than us, so I think a lot of them, their first election was Pokemon going to the polls in 2016. Isn't that something?
This would have been...
This was 07.
That's true. A lot of them would have been. Some of them would have been able to vote in 2012.
Yeah. So that was our first
one. That was our first one, yes.
Obama. Remember? Remember Barack Obama? Remember Barack Hussein Obama?
No, I don't remember him.
He used to be the president.
Who?
They eventually make it to town and pick out their bunks like it's a season of The Challenge. That's always the best scene in the challenge. You might forget because you hate that show.
Yeah. Then they got all the kids drunk, just like the challenge.
Mm-hmm. And then one of them made a lot of racist remarks and beat up a producer.
Yep.
So he had to get kicked off the show.
One of the things that they highlighted early that I was like, they rectify this later, although in a shitty way, one porta potty for 40 children.
Yeah, that's definitely
unbelievable.
A lot of unbelievable stuff happens, like making too much macaroni and cheese.
Yep.
How do you mess up making mac and cheese?
But they're children!
If I was a child, I could make mac and cheese.
I don't know, I think you gotta cut them some slack there. Not everybody was as far along as you were. We weren't all a bunch of precocious mac and cheese cookers.
More like mac and children. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, good. That's not gonna be the episode title, I can tell you that
right
now. I
already got a good one. At one point, somebody yells, "We have a recipe book." So that was funny. And then also the mac and cheese was bad. And then Taylor says that she misses home and proteins. She's 10 years old. Why is she saying she misses proteins?
Who knows why 10-year-olds do anything? She's trying to talk smart to the camera.
Well, because she's the smartest one. One of the kids says that this is the worst day in 3 years. That was very funny.
What was the other? Like, what was the day 3 years ago that was worse than that?
Let's dive in on that. See, if we were producers on the show, we would be like, oh, worst day in 3 years. Well, what happened 3 years ago? And then we'd be a talking head about what happened 3 years ago. But then it's just like, oh, yeah, because they're young, so they don't know how time works. Mike and Taylor want to leave. Sophia makes them pancakes. Sophia, really the star.
Sophia, holding this whole thing together.
I don't know what this show would be, or what this first episode would be without her.
Yeah, no, Sophia's great. Again, getting ahead of myself for the recap episode, but the people that have done interviews since doing this, glowing things about Sophia. Yeah, everybody really liked her.
Not surprising.
But, like, also, like, of course, the more mature kids are more likely to be, like...
Mature?
Yeah, mature. Like, they're fucking teenagers.
Yeah. Jared quotes Martin Luther King because he wants food?
What specific quote did he do the thing about the white moderate or what, like?
Yes, Jared in his dumbass cowboy hat and red turtle.
Yeah, he was like, "I've been to the mountaintop."
He's like, "The riot is the unheard and all that."
Yeah.
No, he said, "I have a dream of eating food or something like that," which is very cool. We like Jared. There's a town meeting, and a kid named Michael makes a big speech and says, "You need to listen to your leaders even though they've made some mistakes."
Yeah. Michael steps in.
Michael Stipes in. Speaking of Michael Scott Aukerman, that's not his name. The town council finds a book on the history of the town. Did you read up on the history of Bonanza City at all?
Absolutely not. I know that the show will tell me what I need to know.
Well, I mean, it used to be a real town, for real, like, back when, but then it just turned into, like, a Hollywood set.
They let kids run it, and it went to shit, so...
Well, I mean, they let adults run the country, and that game to shit, too.
We're letting kids run the country, what are we talking about? Freaking Congress?
They then break into four districts. What do you think about breaking them up into four districts? Seems like a bad idea, right?
No, I like it.
You like them breaking
up? It's not a good idea, but it's an entertaining one.
It seems unnecessary.
No, believe me, this didn't even register with me because they did something way more fucked up with it later.
Oh, yes, we will definitely get to that. Jimmy cries that he wishes he was older, taller, and a baller. Someone talking to him says, "I'm going to be your substitute mom and dad."
That was, what's her name, the head of the green... the one that was, like, a student leader or whatever.
Oh.
She's the one of the council members.
Yeah. Who was that? Laura.
Yeah. No, this was when I was yelling at my TV. And, like, again, she's, like, 12, so, like, I don't expect a 12-year-old to know what to say in that situation. Yeah. And, like, it seemed like it worked, but at the time, I just yelled, "No! Bad leadership! Don't do that!"
Of all these kids who are all younger than us, who would you want to be your mom and dad?
Oh, boy.
Or rather, more fun question.
Who would I want to be, like, my camp counselor?
No, that's a boring question. Who do you think your parents are most like of these kids?
Oh, man.
Of these 40 children?
Oh, man.
you know, all of these really well-developed 40 children.
Yeah, I
show.
Definitely have a good answer for this. I'd say my dad's, like, DK, and my mom is, like... I'll say Laura.
Okay. My dad's most, like, probably DK,
yeah.
And then my mom's probably most like Laura.
Yeah, I think that's very true. I know both your parents, so.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I know both your parents, too, not to brag.
Really dropping names here.
Yeah. At night, the blue district writes blue all over the town in chalk, and somebody named Alex says, it's juvenile. It's like two-year-old behavior.
Apparently, this was the producers gave them the idea to do this.
Of course. Then we found out about the only outhouse in town, and then it becomes a real fiasco, because Jonathan Karsh, our favorite guy, really the modern day Ryan Devlin on Did You Watch
Absolutely,
Survivor last
yeah.
night, tells them to he tells them they will have a challenge and they will get money for the work they do.
There's like a general store that they can buy candy at or whatever.
One of the kids yells. One of the Jonathan Karsh tells them they will be able to run stores, and one of the kids yells, "Running stores!" Like that's a dream everyone's.
Yeah.
Having. Yeah. My question is, where does this money come from? Like the whole point of currency is that like society agrees it's a thing.
Yeah. Do they have a Federal Reserve there? What are the interest rates?
Can
they print their Jonathan Karsh prints all their money? Is it fiat currency or do they have like are they on the gold standard?
They never address it. Maybe in the next.
Yeah, what does Jonathan Karsh think about modern monetary theory?
Then they have what they call showdowns because they didn't want to rip off Survivor too much.
Mm-hmm.
They have to find pipes and pump up some water, which I said. My dad was watching it with me, and I said, oh, well, make sure you only go for the blue team's water, because that's the right color of water. You don't want red water. Yellow water.
Your dad, green I water. Let me predict, your dad was not amused by this.
He didn't even address it. I thought it was
your
really
dad ignoring
joke.
Your stupid joke? That doesn't sound like him. That sounds like real DK move from
his
dad.
He was really DK chilling there.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Truly the first member of the DK crew.
True. DK Chillin and DK from Kid Nation are probably the same age. The winners become the upper class and get more money than the
This
rest
is extremely
them.
Fucked up. I hated this.
They should not have done this, I think.
They're like, hey, look, I know that you're trying to run this, but, like, it can't be a collective.
Yeah.
It has to be fucking capitalism, and it has to be social. There has to be class stratification.
Yeah. What if.
I was like, damn, Green Team, they gotta take out Mike's group.
Oh my god.
We need a peasant revolt.
Honestly.
Them and the cooks need to take everybody else up because the merchants are the bourgeoisie.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so it look.
Like, children barely understand how to put a society together, much less class
yeah,
warfare.
They're like, it's the first challenge they do, and it's like, we're gonna shame you and say that you're laborers.
Oh my god, Thomas. These kids are on the young end of millennials, or Zoomers. Now Zoomers are all anti-capitalists. It makes so
well,
much
not,
sense.
Well, not all of them.
Okay, but like 99% of them. They are the 99% Zoomers. Every time I mention Zoomers to my dad, he says, what's a Zoomer?
It's not an unreasonable reaction to that term. We've all just accepted it. But I don't
yes.
know why you would, you know... Why anyone would hear that and be like, that sounds like a normal thing. I'm going to remember that.
Do you ever think about how Zoomers have to take all their classes on Zoom now?
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm. Millennials took all their classes at the beginning of the millennium.
We took them all on Windows Millennium Edition.
Yep.
ME. Windows ME.
We ran How the West Was Won on Windows XP.
Yeah, we were all playing Math Blaster.
Yeah. Oregon Trail.
Putt-Putt travels through time.
Let's just name other video games from
yeah,
the early 2000s.
Jumpstart, fifth
Jumpstart.
Grade.
Oh, I forgot about Jumpstart. Those were such good games. Honestly, I don't want kids, but if I do, the only reason I would want kids is so they could play the
you're
Jumpstart
gonna do
games.
You're going to be the educational game version of that Onion article that's like... like dad, cool dad, forces alienation of child from peers by making them listen to all of this music. It's gonna be like that. It's gonna be like, oh, you guys are playing Fortnite? I'm playing Freddy Fish. Yeah. And I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I never played Freddy Fish. I thought Freddy Fish was weird.
Pajama Sam.
Pajama Sam was great.
Yeah.
What was the one with the fox?
Spy Fox, I believe is what his name was.
I remember we had one of those. It was like really the early version of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes!
One game that had all four of those like main characters.
Yeah.
That all had their own separate games, but then they all like mini games. I guess it was a demo disc. Which used
probably.
To be a thing.
Yeah, demo disc. That's, oh, man, imagine explaining demo discs to Zoomers.
God, Zoomers don't know the first thing about demo discs.
Yeah.
So the Red District wins, and the town wins seven more outhouses. Or a TV.
This, I hate that they fuck with the kids like this. It's good that the kids made the right decision.
Yes.
But the fact that they would put them in a position where they maybe wouldn't take the outhouses that they should have been providing them with in the first place.
That's gotta be a health hazard, right?
Yeah, there's no way. That can't be legal.
Well, I mean, what's legal?
You can't, you can't get by with, like, look, I'm in an apartment with one other person who can't be mentioned on this podcast anymore. Because he made Welcome to Mooseport jokes, and we don't do that.
We don't do that on this show.
But
swing vote or nothing.
Yeah, it's all, we're a swing vote household. they like one bathroom for two people is like fine. Mm-hmm. If we had one or two more people, one bathroom would be pushing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is 10 times that many people.
It's 20 times that many people.
Oh, no, I was saying if you had four, it would be 10 times four.
Okay, well, Thomas, I wasn't listening to what you were saying, okay? Cut me some slack.
Okay, it's 20 times the number of people per bathroom in this house.
Thank you. The 40 kids then go to the store and the saloon. Sophia sees a bike that she wants, and then she dances in the middle of town for money. What'd you think of that?
I thought these kids were very generous. I don't think she was providing much entertainment with the dancing. And she was willing to admit that.
Yeah, she was very self-aware with her bad dancing.
Honestly, I was kind of hoping that the kids would all band together and just equally distribute all of the money they had gotten. Jonathan Karsh would lecture them about it if it happened.
Like, that's not how we're supposed to do it. This is America. But then the kids would be like, no. You got President Bush. We got Sophia. Sophia's nation. Everybody gets the
bike. We all dance for money. but she got enough to get the bike, so that was nice.
I wish we could have seen more of her on the bike. It was like 3 seconds, and she just rode off camera.
Man.
So, I wouldn't give
Sophia, the real star of the show.
Truly. Then some boys go rabbit hunting, and some girls show up, and one of the boys says, "Girls, this is man's day." What did you think about that quote?
I think this is sounds like toxic masculinity, and I think that these boys they need to do better.
They really do.
They should get Kid Nation HR in there to.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of fucked up that Amazon gave them their own spinoff, The Boys.
Yeah, that's true. Rewarding.
Where's the girls?
Rewarding bad behavior.
Unbelievable. Thomas. The nice thing about Kid Nation is there are some wildlife shots.
Alive!
So there's a bird. There were some goats.
And there certainly were some goats. One of them got lassoed.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Greg, I believe Greg lassoed the goat.
This is the second time you've mentioned Greg. I could not tell you what Greg
was. Greg is all the 50, he's the 15-year-old.
Oh, he was the oldest one? Yeah. The old guy.
It's fucking ancient. Greg's 85-year-old kid.
Can you believe this fucking child? Everybody's between 8 and 14 except one 85-year-old. Honestly, probably a better show.
Yeah, I think it'd be more entertaining.
I would love that. The show did start with a Western Diamondback rattlesnake going through the town. So that was cool.
Yeah, but like not because there are children there.
Yeah, very fucked up that happened. They grow to be about 4 feet long. It is the second largest venomous snake in North America. They're brownish red or yellow with dark spots across their body. It can be found throughout the southwestern United States and northern Mexico. When threatened by predators, they'll coil up and rattle their tails to warn the predators. You know, like rattlesnakes do.
I'm not familiar with what those are. I've never heard of a rattlesnake before. Please explain it to me.
Do you remember Randy Johnson? He killed a bird one time.
Yeah, he killed a bird by throwing a ball very fast once.
It's like that.
Sorry, I don't think that's descriptive enough. He exploded a bird.
He exploded a bird with his power, which is kind of what these snakes do, too. They prey upon birds and they are preyed upon by birds and hogs. That's probably why Randy Johnson took out that bird. Like, you took out too many of my guys.
Yep.
Time for some retribution. They prey upon small animals. Their venom causes, among other things,
death,
tissue loss, vomiting, diarrhea, and internal bleeding that can be fatal.
Well, this would have been rough if any of the kids had been bitten by one of these snakes, because they only had one fourth body, and that would have been really bad if they were all shitting.
Yes. Their internal bleeding can be fatal. The venom is less toxic than other rattlesnakes in the U.S.
Okay, so it's fine. Yeah.
So you're fine, yeah. And only like 10 to 20% of bites result in death. So it's fine.
Pretty good, yeah. I'll take those odds.
Then the episode ends with a town meeting. Seems to be that'll be the end of every episode. The whole town meets, and Jonathan Karsh asks if anybody disapproves of the town council. And Sophia is the only person to raise her hand, which I think is
fair. Should probably be on the town council.
She should probably be on the town council. Jimmy decides to leave, which is
good for him.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Taylor decides to stay. Then Sophia gets a gold star worth $20,000.
Yeah, this was the thing that I think was the most fucked up about this, is that they, like, well, it's good that some kids are getting money, but the fact that they had the kids decide who would get a star worth $20,000.
Yeah.
I am glad that the town council didn't immediately become corrupt and just award it to one of them.
Well, they didn't know at the time. Maybe in the future they will.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for Sophia getting $20,000, because that's like 20 bikes, and she loves bikes.
Yeah, that's true.
Sophia's definitely the best person on the show so far. That's it. You have any final thoughts on the first episode of our new favorite show, Kid Nation?
This is fuck. I mean,
there's like,
it's just like, it really is incredible that it happened at all.
Yes.
I think that's really the thing I came away from this, was just like, man, they really aired multiple episodes. They aired a full season of that show.
Yeah, I think they did. They finished out the whole season. I don't think they cut it off early. Because they were probably like, well, we shot it all. We might as well air it all.
It seemed like, from what the research I did, that the kids on it all had relatively decent times. But they could net, like, this couldn't happen again.
Yeah. We were talking before we started recording. I don't think we mentioned it on the recording yet, but we're going to do a Where Are They Now
episode. Yeah, I said that earlier in the episode.
You referenced it, but I don't know if you said it out loud. Hey? Just, like... So, Thomas already said it, so forget I said anything. But in about 3 months, we're going to still be watching it and talking about Kid Nation. And we're going to talk about Reddit, my favorite website.
What if you got chased off of the Kid Nation Reddit? They all hated your jokes there.
Who are the mods of the Kid Nation Reddit? My dad?
They're all kids. Kids run the Kid Nation Reddit.
Yeah, that's probably good. President Bush is the moderator for Kid Nation.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how the turntables.
Yeah, he really likes the strategery of remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. How could I ever forget?
The thing that he didn't actually say, it was just in a Will Ferrell sketch.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I kind of forget about that.
He said some stupid shit, but that wasn't it.
Yeah. While I was watching this with my dad, he kept saying, oh, this is exactly like Survivor, which, no, it's not.
It's not exactly like Survivor at all. They've never lived in a Wild West ghost town.
But what if they did?
I think that is a terrific idea.
Well, Thomas, I did write a whole season of Survivor where that happens. So, episodes are going to start coming out this Wednesday on SurvivorWildWest.tumblr.com. So, follow that, I guess. It's good. It's really good.
It is fitting that you put it on the social media equivalent of a ghost town.
Yeah, that was
in
the
Tumblr. Yeah,
I was like, where's the most desolate website?
Yeah, Jake is the only one posting on Tumblr right now, so no one can yell at him like on Reddit. If he did this on Reddit, he would get banned.
Well, I did post the cast video, and it didn't get as many upvotes as I was expecting, so...
How many upvotes did it get?
Like, between 5 and 10.
Okay, I was hoping for 0.
I thought it would get a lot, because somebody else had made one, and it had, like, 40... And it wasn't even, like, a good theme. It was just like, what if these people
are all
Survivor?
But you're forgetting the important thing, which is that that person wasn't you, and they hate you.
They do hate me for some reason, and I don't know why. I wrote a whole season of Survivor just so Survivor Reddit would like me. We'll see if it works. But it's a really good cast. The video is on YouTube, which is a website. That's why I got confused. You can find it on my Twitter, which is at Jake Shadell, or the podcast Twitter, which is at DYWSLN Thomas.
You can find my tweets at TomNotTom. I will never do anything to try and impress Reddit. I have not done anything in this case. See me post about the NBA playoffs or whatever.
Yeah, those are still going on. Those are never going to end.
Jake, we talk about memes on here sometimes. Yeah. I got a good amount of engagement on a meme that I'm very fond of. I think it is the best meme since the Stonks Guy meme.
Okay.
Which is, are you familiar with the meme? It comes from an advertisement for a self-defense for seniors thing that this guy, he made like a 30-second advertisement on YouTube. I think it was on Facebook. And it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It's a guy... it basically explains to you what the plot of the commercial is, but it's a guy who's being mugged at knife point. It's like an old guy, and he's leaning over clutching his heart like he's having a heart attack.
Oh,
and it
okay.
says, "Call an ambulance!" And then he gets... The next frame is him pointing a gun at the guy like he was pulling it out of his coat, and it just says, "But not for me."
Yes.
It's an incredible meme. There's a lot of really good ways to do it. But anyway, I had one of those that I got a few thousand
Kyle
likes
Lowry
on.
Going down 2-0. 286 retweets, 8 quote tweets, and 1,500 likes. 1.6, technically.
Yeah, look, if you watch basketball, you know why it's so funny.
It's very good.
But, that meme's good, and I also do other posts, so...
I love other posts, too.
At Tom, not Tom.
I've watched every episode of Columbo, and I'll do it again.
It's true.
I do like your pinned tweet a lot. I think it's very funny.
Oh, yeah, the...
The soccer
tweet. I don't feel like I'd have to explain another tweet, and I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Well, this isn't Did You Explain Tweets Last Night. This is This is the Kid Nation cast.
Yeah, this is the KN cast. Maybe if this was Did You Watch Survivor Last Night, we would be talking about that.
Maybe.
This is the KN cast. We run a pretty tight ship around here.
We talk about exclusively one tweet per week. No more, no less.
All right. This is the boilerplate review for the KN cast.
Great.
This is my favorite Kid Nation podcast. I like it better than all of the other Kid Nation podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
We probably are the only Kid Nation podcast.
Yep.
Next week we are watching episode 2 of Kid Nation because we love it so much. I did notice. Did you notice the amount of views between the first and second episode?
I bet it falls way off.
Okay, it's like more than half the people drop off. But not us.
Not us. We're sticking this
not
out.
Not here on the
KNcast. I can't wait to see. We're going to be one of like 13 people that watched the last episode of it. But we're going to go the distance.
Us and all of our listeners. The next episode is called To Kill or Not to Kill.
It's kind of a fucked up name to have. Like, I do appreciate that they were like, how do we hook them for the second episode?
Yeah.
One of these kids might die. Yeah.
It's probably going to be a goat or something, but I mean, the show's based on Lord of the Flies.
I think it's extremely fucked up that they would make these kids kill an animal.
Yeah, well, they're not making them. It seems like it's going to be a debate based on the episode.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Deuces. Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just did what I always do. Every day the same routine before I skate off to school. But who knew that this day wasn't like the rest? Instead of taking the test, I took 2 to the chest. Call me blind, but I didn't see it coming. Everybody was running, but I couldn't hear nothing except gun blasts. It happened so fast, I didn't really know this kid, though I survived. Whatever it was, I know it's because we are Kid. 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 Little Susie, she was only 12. She was given the world with every chance to excel. Hang with the boys and hear the stories they tell. She might act kind of proud, but no respect for herself. She finds love in all the wrong places. The same situations, just different faces. Changed up her pace since her daddy left her. Too bad he never told her she deserved much better. Johnny Boy always played the fool. He broke all the rules so you would think he was cool. He was never really one of the guys. No matter how hard he tried, or the thought of suicide. It's kind of hard when you ain't got no friends. He put his life to an end, they might remember him then. You cross the line and there's no turning back. Told the world how he felt with the sound of a gat. We are, we are. The youth of Kid. Nation. We are, we are. Youth of Kid. 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 Can you imagine how brutal that show would be if hosted it? I feel like, look, when you enter Kid Nation, you agree to abide by the rules of Kid Nation. Not just some of them, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Nation is not a democracy. This show got fucking real, man. Like,
what happens when 40 kids stop being polite and start getting real?
Just some of the structure of it is really fucked up.
Yeah.
There's gotta be more to life than this. There's gotta be more to everything I thought exists. We are, we are.
Kid. 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 Kid.
Hooray, we did it.